Dear Chicago.
Don't say.
Drove to Chicago.
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
This is James Leroy.
And this is Waylon.
Today is November 1st, 2012.
Episode 455.
And you are currently listening to
an award-winning pot or award-nominated podcast.
I was trying not to say award-winning. That's why I paused.
Yeah, I'm optimistic.
You guys, so we're just going to get straight into this.
Get into it.
So, you know, we begged and begged and begged. Please, please nominate us. Well, guess what?
We won-ish.
Yay! So we were actually nominated for a podcast award, and we are super excited about it.
Yes, it's awesome.
This is 6 years that I've been doing this. I've never asked people to do it before, but maybe I've always had to ask for them to do it.
Yeah.
And maybe that's why I've never been nominated.
Well,
or the show
some
sucked.
People might not know. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. And, I didn't really know about
and what we could talk about our nominees, mm-hmm. but we have a lot of fellow podcasters that listen and that we listen to who mm-hmm. are also nominated. So unless everyone's communicating and sometimes being strategic, you may not really know.
That's true.
What? So speaking of strategery. Right. We want to win.
We want to fucking
yeah, we want to win.
And not only do we want to win, our friends Cocktails and Cream Puffs want us to win.
Mm-hmm.
Because they are also nominated in GLBT, but they are nominated in
People's Choice,
which is a huge deal because they're also up against some ESPN podcast and some, like, you know, some heavy hitters.
Mm-hmm.
And so we want you all to vote for them for People's Choice, and they're going to get everyone, their listeners, to vote for us.
You know, I have a question.
Yeah.
All right, when it comes to these podcast awards, I don't get why, okay, of course you have like ESPN, that's mm-hmm. a company that probably puts a lot of money into their podcast or gets donations or advertisements or whatever. Don't you think there should be like different awards for podcasts that have like
that
professionals
are amateur?
That are like, yeah, like we're amateurs at this. We don't get paid to do it. We barely, well, I don't want to say we don't do anything for it, but I'm just saying, you know, it's not like ESPN. Look how much they market advertise.
But I think it's a good question. But I think at the same time, there is a difference between a radio show and a podcast. And if they're a radio show and, like, you know, on one of those networks, that's a little different. But they could still produce a pretty shitty product. I don't know. It's a hard question. I agree with you because I also find it very interesting. And where I voted for Food and Drink was mm-hmm. The Splendid Table, which is one of my favorite shows that they play on NPR. And there's a couple NPR shows that play here that were on that list. Like this one, there's one in science that is Radio Lab, mm-hmm. which is something that actually we listened to the other day.
Mm-hmm.
So
it was
that's
a really cool episode.
I would be curious to read up on how we are in the same categories as other people.
Mm-hmm.
But either way, vote for Cocktails and Cream
Puffs. Right. Just like a few other facts about this. When I was watching the I don't know if you call it ceremony, but the video.
Mm-hmm.
He said that there were over 9 million nominations. Like, people went and voted for their nominees. And there were over 5,000 different shows that were nominated.
I also heard...
That's intense.
I also heard today, I followed them on Twitter, that their bandwidth went a little low with the amount of people voting today.
Uh-oh. And we haven't even told our people. Just wait.
No.
Get it?
So, yeah. So, definitely every day, vote for us at podcastawards.com. Mm-hmm. You can vote daily. Whenever you vote, check your email within the next 5 minutes. You will receive a verification mm-hmm. email. You must verify your vote.
Yes.
Or it doesn't count.
Yes. Not everyone gets the verification because, you know, I voted for myself today.
I voted for myself today and I still had to.
Yeah. Well, my personal email address, I had to, but the one for the show didn't have to.
There was a hint there and something that you can do to rock the vote. And we'll just leave it at that so we're not being unethical.
Right. Oh, okay.
Rock the vote. So speaking of voting, here's the list of the other podcasts that got nominated.
P.S. You can vote for more than one email. Okay. Go ahead.
So People's Choice, obviously, we're pushing for Cocktails and Cream Puffs.
Brad has judging eyes.
That's okay. Yes. Yes. Cocktails and Cream Puffs. And I'm very happy that they suggested, actually, that they want their listeners to vote for us, too. Yes. That's very kind.
And then Best Produced, we got D.I. Plus, Doobie Sintent Plus.
Doobie Sintent. That shit is good.
It is.
I love that show.
And it is very well produced. Mm-hmm.
Yes. This is, by the way, according to Adam. So if there's other ones I don't know of, these are our Pride 48 community podcasts
and I updated that are nominated. I updated one on Evernote, if you want to sync that. Because it's not a part of Pride 48, but it's one of our favorites for mature PNS Explosion.
Right.
I did not see other ones in that category that I was familiar with. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if there are more that you're familiar with, but I do know that that's definitely a favorite.
Yep. And in general, we also have Greetings from Nowhere and Secretly Timid.
Well, Greetings from Nowhere is asking that no one vote for them to actually go for Secretly Timid.
Oh, well, then we can get behind that.
So because they won it last year, and they...
So I'll update that note.
Yeah.
Vote for...
So they think Secretly Timid, deserves that award.
That's cool.
That's very nice of them.
It is.
Spread the love.
They are very nice people, and I don't... Christina's awesome. This iPod that you guys are looking at, she sent this to me in the mail because my other one died. And it's perfect, and I love it.
There you go.
It's awesome.
So yeah, you can vote daily.
Mm-hmm.
There's lots of other people that we have no idea who the hell they are and a bunch of other categories. Right. You don't have to vote for them, but
More to talk about.
I say throw a dot on even if you don't know and guess.
Right. Like a educated guess.
Yeah.
In GLBT, obviously you will be voting for us. However, there's also Feast of Fun, Ramble Redhead, Gay Sunday Brunch, and Screen Queens. But you will be voting for us.
Definitely.
And
go ahead. No, I was gonna say definitely big congrats to Ramble Redhead.
Mm-hmm.
One of the nicest guys. He does have a very good podcast, and he's a very big supporter of this show.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, it's our show, so we want you to vote for us.
Right.
Just like on his show. And just like on his show, he'll tell you, vote for him.
And not for us.
Way to go.
Sorry.
Shit. Way to fuck it up.
No Shit. Hitting the table. We want to win.
No, but definitely big congrats to Ramble.
Right.
He does, just like us, we deserves the nomination.
Right.
Yes.
But we want to be the best podcast in GLBT and the best podcast in Chicago.
Right. Because we're already going to put on our website that we're a nominated or an award nominated podcast. But we need it to say award winning podcast.
And as I posted on Facebook, validate Ricky, make this happen.
Yes. So what you're going to do is we're going to be posting something on Facebook or Twitter. I'm doing it every day. I don't care if you like it or not.
Deal.
But you're going to copy and paste it, and you're going to put it on your Facebook timeline and have all your friends do it too.
You share that shit.
Actually, you can just go to whatever we post on the Foul Monkeys Facebook page and press the share button, which will share the link.
Yes.
Oh.
And so then, this is what I think. You know how your morning routine, you have your shit, you shower, you shave.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like you need to shit, shower, and share your vote.
Mm-hmm.
Shit, shower, shave, share your vote.
And then vote again with your other email address if you have one.
And share, and share, and share. We got to vote like it's an STD. Give it to everyone.
That could be fun.
Now that is a Foul Monkey slogan.
Right.
We've got to vote like an STD. Spread it to everyone.
So you guys will be reminding you throughout the day, probably every show. Well, it's only until November 15th, right?
Oh, hey, you know what? They should go vote.
Right now. Stop the recording.
Pause.
You can vote on your phone, so don't say, unless you have a flip phone, Melinda.
Who does that?
Melinda.
Then you should go on your phone right now.
But she already voted today.
She did vote today.
I did the little tweet that you voted, and then she responded, I did too.
Oh, yay. So,
get it.
Even if we don't win, which I'm assuming we won't.
Go rock that vote.
No, there's no assumptions, Ricky.
No, we're going to win.
There is some heavy hitter in our category.
There are several heavy hitters considering that throwing shade is like two like professional comedians that, you know, do their show, which they're funny, but
right.
But we're normal people, down to earth, poor people in Chicago. So we
deserve
Ricky
needs validation.
I poor people. I think that's depending on if that's the Obama or the Romney definition.
We are the 47%.
We don't pay taxes, y'all.
No. Yeah. No, definitely.
No, we really do.
We really
pay taxes.
We think that we give you quality programming.
Yes. For free.
Yes.
Even though it's a little bitchy sometimes.
I do think it's funny that PNS Explosion is in Mature. Because when you think about it, Mature, obviously, I would assume that it's adult-oriented.
Right.
But when you first initially hear Mature, I would assume...
It's like no farts.
65.
No farts. Like nothing.
Oh,
no finger banging.
No.
Now, see,
no.
When I hear Mature, it's either... It's either super... I hear either super adult or it's 65 and older.
Right. Yeah. And I think because I was listening to Big Fatty, he like started laughing his ass off when he found out that PNS Explosion was immature. And I think that's what he thought it was, 65 or older.
Yeah.
Not like dirty, raunchy mature.
Right. But 65 and older.
It's
right.
Still great. It's still great.
But he's close to that age. So I can understand why he got it that way.
Big Fatty.
Yeah.
Yes. There you go.
So we love you, Big Fatty.
Yeah, maybe that should be our campaign for next year. Big Fatty for Mature.
Right. He thinks it's all a scam.
It probably is. He just like the election.
It doesn't mean he can't win it.
Right. I mean, we want to win even if it's a scam. So
need validation.
All I know is that I want to win so that when we go accept the award, I can be in the same room as the woman who does Splendid Table because I love that cooking fucking podcast.
All right. So should we move on?
Sure. Yes. I feel we need to answer Lala Lauren's question
because it's been quite
some time and I feel bad that we keep skipping over it. But she was saying for a topic to talk about was talk about something in Chicago you would like to do or go to but can't afford.
I would like to go back to the restaurant that we went to on Josh's first birthday that I was here because it was super expensive, but the food was excellent.
And you ate like a mouse.
I did, because all we had were wafers.
We scarfed down those free crackers that were homemade. I don't know if I want to go back there.
Yeah.
If I'm going to spend my money on a restaurant that I've not been back to because of price, it would be Cortino, where we did the group, the Italian tapas place, because that was...
Wasn't that more reasonable than the restaurant Josh took us to, though?
It was reasonable, yes. But you also have to remember how much free shit we got. Yes.
Oh, so that is true. But
if we did it by ourselves, I still wonder what the gay final hooked price us up.
But this would be if we can't afford it, so we would go back because we could afford
it. Oh, if I can't... Okay, for something I can't afford and for talking food, I want to go to one of those really big restaurants downtown that have, you know, like... there's only one menu and it's like, you know, 11, 12 courses and it costs like $200 a plate and there's like a 6-month waiting period. That's what I would do.
That'd be
fun. I don't think I could handle myself because I would be too worried that I was touching the wrong silverware or something.
You always work from the outside in.
Well, that's kind of hard when Titanic. You have 14 of each one on each every side.
I'm not sure if that's how they're plated because but if they are always outside in.
Yes.
I need to go to school.
The salad fork.
Honestly, just look at the other people and see what they're doing.
The salad fork and the entree fork normally have different number of spikes. Mm-hmm.
Julia Roberts did that and it didn't work out too well for her, Pretty Woman.
Yeah, she got Miss Congeniality, bitch. Oh, Pretty Woman.
Yeah.
Pretty Woman. Because she also did that in that.
That's not Julia Roberts.
Oh, that's not Julia Roberts. Sandra Bullock. Oops.
Sandra Bullock.
It worked fine and...
No, when she was at the dinner, remember she picked up something right like out of the plate because she thought someone else was doing it too.
Yeah, but she got the millionaire in the end.
That's true.
She got that.
Who likes to put gerbils up his butt?
Ooh.
So they say.
Ooh.
So they say. So we don't get sued.
That's right.
Because he listens.
Oh my.
Hey, vote for us. We need one that can we make one that says vote for us?
Vote it. I don't know. I don't know what this
Speaking
on.
Of,
oh, God, I'm
dear
sorry.
Lord Jesus.
Holy shit.
There we go.
I'm sorry.
Stop it.
This equipment is ridiculous.
Speaking of voted, have you voted yet?
I voted today. Oh, did no. The Obama?
Obama vote.
The one that really
counts?
There's
only like 5 days left. I can't wait, but I'm voting Saturday.
Did you see the little girl?
The Barack Obama?
The Barack Obama? She was in the back seat, and like I guess political ads were going on, and her mom started video recording
NPR.
Yeah, and she's like, ah! She starts crying, and her mom's like, "What's wrong?" And she goes, "I'm just so tired of Obama and Romney."
She called him Bronco Obama.
Bronco Obama,
and she just started crying. But NPR released an apology to her, and they sent her like a package of like. Pins and
I
stuff
heard
like that.
Time Magazine also said it's like, you know, we're tired. November 7th is just around the corner.
Oh my God, I can't wait.
These Chicago ads are getting mean on the local election.
Uh-huh.
There have been some today that have been like, really? Like one person, I forget who it was, but one person, he had his son, who is obviously like a late teen,
mm-hmm.
early 20s, be like, your ads hurt my feelings. Not only what you're saying isn't true, but it hurts our feelings. And it was all like, please stop saying awful things about my mom and dad and all this other kind of stuff. And you're like, really? Really?
As he drives off in his like Mercedes Benz.
What's funny, it's like, you say that we grew up rich and we didn't. We'd never wanted, but we were not rich.
Right. As he
don't look at my Lamborghini.
A picture of his yacht behind him.
Don't look at my Lamborghini.
I actually am not a TV watcher, like live TV, so I don't see all that, which I'm happy for.
Yeah.
But I was talking to my friend Gigi in Florida, and they're like pushing Romney like real hard there. And she said it's like every fucking commercial is a Romney commercial.
So speaking about crazy voting stuff, though, up in Minnesota, there's a big...
Where?
Minnesota.
Minnesota?
Minnesota.
Don't you know?
There's a big a marriage amendment. Mm-hmm. That's being worded a lot similarly like the Prop 8 where mm-hmm. it could trick people on whether or not yes or no is a good or a bad thing.
It's so ridiculous.
Yeah,
so
who decides the wording on the ballots?
Politicians.
Yep.
So you have one politician that's for it and one against it. How do they come to agreement the way that it's worded? Because obviously it's fucked up.
I think it's because the way they name it, and that would be the person who created the bill that you're trying to pass.
It's,
like, what's wrong with saying, should there be gay marriage? Yes or no?
Because you know that that's not what the entire bill is about. It's probably about other things. There's other things thrown in there. There's that whole thing where things get thrown into bills all the time so that they can try to get passed.
But the funny thing is, it should be that simple, though.
But if they included everything in the bill, there would be no room on the ballot.
Well, no, they don't put the information on the bill.
They don't put the information on the bill.
They just say, yes or no, vote for this bill type of thing. Anyway, my boss's boss.
Mm-hmm.
Who's a good friend in Minneapolis. I'm trying to figure out what I'm trying to say. He and some other friends started this campaign.
Who is a guy?
In Minneapolis.
Who is a guy?
Who has brown hair.
And he's gay.
Yes, and he's married.
He's got a truck.
And so what they
did is... There's also a house there, too.
Yes, he has a beautiful house.
There's
shut up! Let me get into this.
Quite a large yard.
I know that.
With a white fence.
I was not very eloquent when I started this, but shut the fuck up. No, so what he did is that it started where someone's neighborhood association made someone remove the political signs from their yard, and they were rather upset.
Mm-hmm.
So they wrapped their car with a gigantic thing on it that says vote no on the marriage amendment.
Uh-huh.
Well, it became so popular because they can't say anything about that my boss and other people have been going and wrapping people's cars for $50. So there's all of these vehicles around Minneapolis.
That's pretty sweet.
That are basically moving billboards to make sure that people know and see also who all is against it, because there's a lot more people against it than people think. But also, you know, it's a statewide thing. It's just not a mm-hmm. Minneapolis thing, which is the problem, because then, you know, outside of Minneapolis, you have crazy Michelle Bachmann. And so they can vote her fucking in.
She's like fucking crazy.
She is fucking crazy. But anyway, I find that very fascinating and fantastic that people I know, you know, help start some of those movements. Because, you know, it is what you do on some of those things. So here's hoping that it doesn't pass. Because it will be pretty...
There's a lot of redneck people there, right?
Because this is to actually change the Minnesota Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This isn't just a bill. This is to change the Minnesota Constitution.
But the thing it comes down to is if it does go to the Supreme Court and they say it's not right, then all the states have to change it, right? They don't have a choice.
That's correct.
So they'll be changing it back to, actually defining it.
I think it might depend on how it is done federally, but mm-hmm. you are correct. Because state laws have to follow federal laws, and they can't have laws that lessen the rules,
mm-hmm.
but they can have laws
that give more protection.
Supersede.
That give mm-hmm. more protection.
Right.
Supreme law of the land.
Right.
So basically, they're just wasting a bunch of fucking money is what they're doing.
Well, yeah, but sometimes this thing works. Prop yeah. 8 got turned over.
Yep.
Legally, you know, gays legally adopting babies became illegal mm-hmm. in Florida because of bullshit like this.
But yeah. now it's legal in Florida.
Is it yeah, legal again?
It's okay, legal again.
Good. But you know, but shit happens because of this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I always wonder when people refer to the Constitution or the state constitution, are they referring to like an electronic copy? Like, how do they like keep that? Like in the governmental building, is there like a huge book that's like the Constitution? And then when they add something to it, they just write it on the next page and put a big X on the one that's not working anymore.
Well,
kind of like your notebook.
We are in the digital age. I do not yes. think that anyone is sticking a post-it note on the original document that was signed when Minnesota became a state.
Or when our country.
Wouldn't that be hilarious, though? I think that's a perfect reality show.
A lot of post-it notes, little Sorry. Flags.
See page 3. It's like choose your own adventure. That's what it could be like.
Sometimes like that's what I feel like the Republican Party does when they're...
right?
Well...
So, you guys, we have Hurricane Sandy came through. Well, not through us, but, yes. you know,
yeah. white,
the East Coast United States. So, we have a lot of people in New York City that... Or New York, New England, Virginia that listen to us. And we hope everything went fine yes. for you guys.
My boss yeah. is still without power in Connecticut. Mm-hmm. And they are not expecting it to be back until next week.
That's crazy. That's why I do not miss Florida.
Yeah, it is not. It's not good, especially in New Jersey, New York. Connecticut didn't get so much damage. They got more damage from the blizzard last mm-hmm. year. But they're still just without power and it's not coming right. back.
I could not imagine being in New York City and like the subways being flooding.
Do you see all the people on the line for the shuttles, the bus shuttles to get, that's like 6 blocks long.
They're still doing free transit up there. So
yeah,
but I know it's crazy.
They also made rules that like over the bridges for commuters.
Mm-hmm.
Three people in a car, or you're just not legal for you to.
Yeah,
that's how it should be.
Traveling, just so that they can
pick up somebody on the side of the road, but just make sure it's legit.
But no, definitely. If you guys have had any great stories, you know, or horrors that mm-hmm. you want to share, definitely call and leave us a message. I think it's fascinating to share people's stories who actually went through it
mm-hmm.
instead of what you see on the news and whatnot. Because I'll tell you, even in my company, the people on the West Coast that I deal with have no idea really how it's affecting the people on the East Coast. Like right. they don't care even at work that our offices are shut down. And
well, they are in California. No one gives a shit about anybody in California.
No.
Or in the rest of the world right. over there, they don't.
Right.
Because they're in their own world.
But none of
they're like, we're in California.
But none of my employees are bad. They're all good and they're That's back good. At work and have power. So I'm very happy.
I just can't, because the subway system in New York City just isn't like one tunnel. It's like 5 tunnels deep, right? Like there's a bunch of tunnels stacked on top of each other.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, I think so. Something like that.
Hmm.
It's like us, but I guess more congested. Ours is at least 4 stories below ground.
No, I think he means
that. No, I mean, they actually have, like, there's a car underground, there's a subway, there's carts, and then more carts, and then more carts. Like, 4 different lines under each other, right?
Right.
We
what
have
I was
here?
Saying was that it's more congested than what we have. So it's like our single mm-hmm. layer is about 4 stories underground. So. I wouldn't be surprised if they layered.
Okay. I was confused there for a second. But did you see the pictures of like Ground Zero
when
and
the flooding?
Oh my God. That's really like, you know, that's like millions of dollars gone.
Yeah. Today, I watch The Chew when I can at lunch. And today was very interesting. They had a very small audience because they filmed.
What is The Chew?
You don't know The Chew?
It is on at noon in Chicago every day. But it's a TV show out of New York
mm-hmm.
on... I forget what channel, but it is like a cooking
ABC
talk show.
I think it's ABC.
Where it has Clinton Kelly from What Not to Wear on it. It has Mario Batali from Food Network. It has Michael
Simon
from Food Network.
Mm-hmm.
It has Carla Hall, who I think was on one of the Top Chef things or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then it has Dr. Oz's daughter on it. And what they do is it's like a talk show. But Daphne Oz. But they also cook, mm-hmm. and they have their own recipes, and they do crafting, and they have people come in. So they take over, you know, like the best parts of like Food Network that everyone loves, but then makes it real with a talk show.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fascinating. It's fantastic. And I think I love it. But Mario was talking about he lives downtown New York and just how eerie and creepy it is.
I'm sorry to interrupt. Go vote.
And then he was talking about how, like, you know, how they prepared. And then people ask, like, well, what do you do? Like, what have you done with all the food from your restaurants? Mm-hmm. Because obviously they're closed. Because one of the questions was, you know, how do you know when your food's bad in your refrigerator? And so they gave some rules behind that. And he says, basically, they were giving, they put dry ice in all their freezers and refrigerators to keep it at a current temperature. Mm-hmm. But they made a business decision that they don't want to be a restaurant that's serving old food.
Mm-hmm.
So they donated all of their food to a couple food pantries and different things. Because, you know, they're not going to be open for a while. And when they reopen, they're going to buy all new stuff to make sure that it's the freshest. And someone could use this. Lots of people need it.
Oh, absolutely.
So it was kind of nice.
I also saw pictures where people were like, oh, I have electricity. And then they pull out like power strips. And then it's like, there's a sign that says, I have electricity, charge your phone.
Oh,
here.
Yeah. I saw that online. Like, that's great. Too.
I mean.
But some of the pictures that I've seen are just a little ridiculous.
Like the sharks?
Yeah. I'm like, although it could be possible, but it seems like it's the same pictures of the sharks that were like in California floods or...
No, I love it.
You know, New Orleans.
But I love it because you saw those pictures of the skies that are like, oh my God, this is the Chicago skyline. That looks so crazy. And then you find out, please, it is 100% Photoshop. So then everyone started Photoshopping like the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man into it.
Godzilla.
Yeah. Godzilla.
Totally happened.
Totally.
It's legit.
That's funny.
It's legit.
I hear we have a phone call.
I don't know. Do we?
We do. Ring-a-ling-a-ding. We've got a phone call.
Phone call.
We have a phone call. It doesn't even have it up.
My internet crashed.
Damn it.
Internet crash.
So I think this is a good time to talk about voting.
Voting. Go to podcastawards.com and vote for us in
GLBT. Best Produced, Dubious Intent Plus, People's Choice, Cocktails and Cream Puffs, Mature, Penis Explosion, and Secretly Timid for General.
Yes, please do it now.
Now.
Put down your phone or your headphones.
And if you're doing it, if you've already done it, create a new email address and do it again.
Put it in your Outlook so it pops up every day for 15 days.
Yes.
We're ready.
So, phone call.
Fucking
phone I didn't call. Do it in the microphone.
Hey, it's Jesse from Chicago.
Cupcakes.
So hopefully I won't sound like a hot, tranny mess this time, because I heard myself on the podcast, and I was like, just messy, messy, messy. All over the place. I get nervous when I call you guys.
Messy Jesse.
Also, I realized how messy I sound. I sound really feminine. So...
No.
Okay, I'll embrace it, right? So, I heard you guys. Totally. I'm still, like I told you, I am researching the cupcakes. I just started this in October where I really sat down. I'm like, well, I'm going to start a business. I need to be huge. I need to do this. So, I'm going to postpone it till after the New Year's just because there's so much research I have to do. And I like to have everything planned out and, like, ready. So I don't want to go to the podcast, to go see you guys and not even be, like, fully ready with all the information. And
fucking cockies.
Not only that, I want to make sure my cupcakes are moist and taste really good for you guys. Because I don't want to look like a dork and be like, these don't taste good, you know? So
and we tell you.
And we like it when it's moist.
There's a lot of like measuring I got to do and stuff like that. Also, I'm researching on flavors. So I sent you guys a Twitter to tell me what's your favorite chocolate bar. Ricky responded back, so I need Brad for you to respond back and Waylon to tell me what's your favorite chocolate bar. Because I'm trying to do...
Oh, no. His phone call got cut off. Let us go to the next one.
Okay, continued. I guess I was on here too long. Anyways,
that's what he said.
Up. So yeah, Waylon, I need you to send me a chocolate bar, like your favorite chocolate bar. Tell me on your podcast. So for Brad,
Snickers.
I'm trying to do a chocolate bar cupcake. Incorporate something in there, like a Reese's Pieces or something like that. So I need to come up with cool chocolate bar idea cupcake. So right now I'm playing with. Flavors and everything right now. I'm also going to be doing, I'm sorry, like I told you, I'm going to be doing cupcakes, cake pops, and pie pops. So for sure, it's after the New Year's, just because I'm using December, November to test a lot of stuff. And I don't want to take something to you guys that's half-assed at all. It's not, I want everything to be perfect. I want, like, to have my name ready for you guys, my even, like, the color of my boxes, how they're going to come in.
First of all, girl, you can test on us, and right. we will not put it on air.
But and we'll tell you the truth.
We test on
if
us.
If we end up in the hospital, that's a little different. Right?
That's just rude.
Test but on us.
We'll totally test it and eat it. Yeah, I mean, anything.
But we don't have to tell our listeners about it until you're ready. And continue.
And wait. Once you start your business, you have to name one after us.
We'll never and agree on that.
It has to be like its big old poo looking thing on
yeah,
top.
Yeah, because that would really sell well.
The Foul Monkeys cupcake.
You could just squish a Snickers on top of it and call it like the poo flinger.
Just put some like corner shit in it.
Dude, no one is going to buy a cupcake that looks like a pile of shit.
I would.
No.
If it had some really enticing flavor, I totally would. You would be surprised. People eat fucking bugs in a lollipop.
Right.
Why wouldn't they eat a cupcake that looked like it had a pile of shit on top of it?
No. That's
I don't understand.
No, that's what you have someone make you for like your anniversary party. You don't sell that in your storefront.
You could be surprised.
No, he does not have his toilet.
He could sell them in bulk and say, oh my God, I already made these for you for your friend's party.
Oh my God, I made this pile of shit for you. And it would be
just now.
Right. He is not going to have a line
don't
of,
listen to him, Jesse.
Of toilet.
Negative.
You never know.
Can we finish this call? Because Waylon doesn't have anything else to say.
My signature frost, how I'm going to frost my cup, stuff like that.
Go vote.
So, yeah. So, just to let you know, I'll keep you posted for January for sure. For a tasting. And, yeah. And I'm actually thinking about doing a signature Foul Monkeys cupcake for you guys. You
know? Oh, my God.
So we'll see. All right. Take care. And, Ricky, I didn't say that you were the best last time, and you are really good. You're like, awesome. Like, because of you, I hear your podcast.
Stop
and,
lying.
Of course, Brad and
Waylon
is awesome, too. So, have a good one. Bye.
So full of lies.
You know, you called him Messy Jesse. Was that a Garbage Pail Kid? Wasn't that a Garbage Pail Kid?
Actually, it might have been. There was one of them.
That's like
You mean from the movie? Or
no,
from
the actual cards. Oh. I think it was a Messy Jesse.
Well, Brad, while Brad is looking that up, it's a hard, tough call for the candy bar flavor for me.
Mm-hmm. What? Is this
my favorite? What? I'm trying to talk.
I just googled Messy Jesse, and if you go to www.messy-jessie.com, it is the home of wet and messy fetish.
Oh, no thanks. I'm not interested.
Splashing.
Yeah, pretty much.
Anyway,
I stopped looking.
My favorite candy bars are the Butterfinger,
mm-hmm.
the frozen Snicker bar, because mm-hmm. it's best when frozen. And I love, and the chocolate bar is a Mr. Good bar, mm-hmm. which is just chocolate and peanuts.
My three favorites that I think I sent him, I love Zero bars. I don't see them a lot here. Mm-mm-mm. They're the like chocolate, and it's like the chocolate nougat with nuts on top, and then it's dipped in white chocolate. Mm-mm. Heath bar. Mm. I love Heath bar. And I think the other one was Milky Way.
Mm.
But I do love, was it 100 grand? Yeah, 100 grand. I love that candy
bar. I like
bar.
100 grand. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And?
I like Snickers and Reese's, and I like...
a chocolate bar.
I know, but I don't really...
But I do like Reese's Pieces. I mean, you can't get around
Reese's
that.
Pieces.
Yeah, I mean, I just... I don't know.
I love how you say it, because that's how I used to say it. Reese's Pieces.
Reese's Pieces.
Oh, I used to say Reese's Pieces.
Three chocolate bars? Do you have bars? Do you like bears?
I like bears.
Bears and Gaffy.
I like chocolate
so
bears.
But no, literally though, what listeners, and
this might help him.
And real suggestions. What would the Foul Monkeys cupcake taste like? Both the cake, a topping, and like.
And would you have a cupcake that looked like a pile of shit was on top
of it? I don't want
to
hear.
Right. Why do you think that's not real?
Seriously.
No, that's. I didn't say that wasn't real.
You said send in real.
You didn't. If you'd let me finish, I'm talking about I don't want people to say chalkboard, you know, like sawdust.
Okay. Oh, okay.
That might be good.
Like, you know, baby diarrhea.
Delicious.
I'm talking like have our listeners call in with an actual like
flavor.
A flavor. And yes, I guess you can give your opinion on whether or not you think that you would buy a cupcake with a pile of shit on top of it, even if it was a wonderful chocolate buttercream.
Well, we're going to end there. I like how quick that was. Remember, you guys,
vote.
Go vote.
Vote.
Podcastawards.com. Vote. You can vote daily, November 1st through the 15th. We really, 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 really want to win. And we really, really want to win again.
Yep. And if you get confused on who we think you should vote for, obviously vote from your heart anyway. But we will have a list. You can find it at our post from Foul Monkeys on our Facebook page. I think we should post
we'll probably
on the
put
website.
On like the news feed, all that kind of good shit. It's like when you go to vote for candidates and you go to like hrc.com and make suggestions. Mm-hmm. This is our suggestion of who to vote for.
Yes.
So remember, shit, shower, shave, and share your vote.
All right, share it like an STD.
Vote like it's an STD. Spread it, bitch.
But only one that you can get rid of.
But you don't get rid of us.
You can't get rid of us.
Well, we don't want anybody to like die of like chlamydia or something.
But they die.
You can't
smiling.
Die at the Foul Monkeys. That was a bad analogy.
Clearly, because we have a cupcake with shit on top of it.
You just get a really bad itch you can never get rid of.
But that's okay.
All right.
Get All right. into it.
So we're out of here. This is Ricky.
This is James LeRoy.
And this is Waylon.
Bye.
Peace in the Middle East.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Foul Monkeys. We love hearing from our fans. You can give us a call at 206-984-3685 or text us at 863-666-0377.
You can follow us on Twitter by searching Foul Monkeys, Waylon Willie, James LeRoy FM, or you can email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com and jamesleroyfm@gmail.com.
You can also find us on our Facebook fan page and follow us on our Tumblr at foulmonkeys.tumblr.com. We also love reading those reviews you give us, so please head over to iTunes where you can also subscribe to our show. Again, thanks for listening.
Okay, we're testing the recording now.
Testing. Hi, recording. This is Waylon. Hi.
Lick my balls.
No, thank you.
Please?
That was this morning, right?
No.
Please?
No?
No.
Not in the mornings?
No.
We don't have time for that shit.
Okay,
I don't really like it in the morning, especially because I'm cranky and I get up before he does.
Oh, okay.
Unless I go to work.
Unless he goes to work.
Are you going to work lately?
No.
Have you been going to work? Oh, okay.
No.
Are you playing the intro now?
Dear Chicago.